I hope you're all keeping really well, and welcome to this week's audio teaching around expansion. But today we're going to be looking at expansion from the perspective of this kind of new wave of energy that's coming in and how it's actually quite difficult to embody it at the moment and what we can do to help ourselves through that. But before I begin that, I just wanted to say a couple of things. So this is our last week of this first month here at It's Time For Me. I know it hasn't been straightforward from my point of view, but I hope you've enjoyed it anyway. Next week on Monday, the 1st of August, we're starting a brand new month, which is all around using our intuition, tapping into it, how to hear it, how to listen to it, and how to really utilize our intuition to be able to bring us through the energies that are coming up now for all of us and bringing us more in alignment with ourselves. But also just a reminder that this Thursday night at 8:30 Irish time, we have our new moon class, which is on Zoom, and all the details are in the bundle. And I'll send a reminder email out on Thursday as well. This new moon is really, really abundant, gentle. It's got a sweetness to it, which I think out of all the new moons we've had this year, this is a very potent one, and it's under the sign of Leo. So anyone who's a Leo will, and other energies, but definitely anybody who is a Leo will feel the effects of this really positively. And that after that new moon, there is an energy that's coming in that's also going to kind of heighten the abundant feeling of this. But I won't get into the energy of August too much now, because you'll listen to that in your energy report next week. But we are moving into kind of another intense month. OK, so I think this new moon will be really good to really, really come into ourselves and ground ourselves. So if you can attend that class, I'd love to see you there. And if not, I'll put the replay the next day and you'll be able to listen to that as well. So today what I wanted to talk to you about was expanding with this new wave of energy. Look, I don't think anybody at the moment doesn't have an awareness of how much life has changed. I was only talking to my friend the other day about how, you know, I look back prior to 2020 as if my life was like a dream. Actually, probably prior to 2019, to be honest, where that just feels like a really, really different time, but it feels like a completely different life. And we're moving through waves of change that are so, so fast. I've talked a little bit about this earlier in the month, but they're so fast and we are just expected to kind of go along with it. And a lot of us are just trying to navigate our way through our own stuff and our own day-to-day things without having the swirling energy coming around us. And that is what it feels like. It feels like a swirl of energy. And really, from my intuitive perspective, I could be wrong on this, but I was really starting to feel over the last few weeks just that this new kind of wave of energy that's here that we're experiencing is not like an energy that's actually been on Earth before. It most definitely hasn't. I've seen this in those of you who have read for as well. You can kind of feel like there's a massive amount of change, but because it's not energy we've seen before, it can be really hard to embody it. It can be really hard to understand what it is. And it also can be really hard to understand why it has to be so bloody difficult for the global energy, as well as maybe what you're going through individually and what we're going through collectively. Okay. And that's understandable. This doesn't mean like life's absolutely awful or anything like that. It's just some things are pushing us. And it does feel like, you know, we are going to be in this cycle to 2024 and beyond, but particularly 2020 to 2024 was a lot of this stuff. Some people even say till 2026. But I think it's that there is just a new way that we are being called to live. I've spoken a lot about this, you know, in my other membership over the last 2 years in particular, about kind of this energy of like self-sacrifice, particularly for women, that we've had in the past, where we would sacrifice our own needs and our own wants and desires for the sake of other people, other things, our jobs, our families, our children, all of these different things. And aside from children, because obviously they are a priority and have to almost come over yourself in a way, it really, really is important that we ground ourselves into bringing that expansive energy of our soul down, which I've talked about over the last few weeks. But the thing about that is that's coming with a new high, high, high energy, like I said, that hasn't been here before. And I don't know like how you're all feeling, but for me, and I'm particularly like, I work in this area, so like that doesn't make me any, you know, any more in tune with things, but it's just my conscious mind is always tuned into it, if you know what I mean. like I'm finding it very difficult to navigate through what the hell is going on, like, and even when I'm reading for people what I'm seeing and the best way to kind of guide people, you know, because everything is so changeable at the moment. It's very, very unpredictable. And I think the best thing that we can do is that this energy is actually going to be really big, and it's also going to be really, really light. It's the lighter stuff. It's not darker stuff, despite the fact it feels feckin' dark sometimes. It really actually isn't. But for us, like I said in my teaching last week, for us to be able to get to the light, we have to go through the dark. And that's the period that's going on here. So there are going to be a lot more global changes. There are going to be a lot of changes in our life that are pushing us closer and closer to where we need to be for our personal selves, who we need to be to support family, friends, people we work with, people we're serving, all of that kind of stuff. And the way that we have to, I suppose, be able to ground in this energy, even if we don't understand it, even if we can't really see the full meaning of it or where it's going to go, because it does feel a little bit all over the place at the moment, is by really looking after ourselves. So there's two things around that. The first thing is about our conscious choice around things. I am very much a believer of like surrendering things, letting things go, letting the universe take its natural course and path. But I don't, and I never have, believed doing that in a passive way where we've like just hand everything up to a higher energy and we take no kind of part in that. Okay. However, the energy that's coming in now, because it's so strong, it is a very strong co-creative energy. So you may have heard of this before, where when we are in a kind of flow with ourselves or in alignment with ourselves, we have the ability to then create in tandem with the universe of what our soul wants for us, our higher self wants for us, and how to do that in a way that's really allowing, really flowing, and feels really, really good, okay? So we're moving with this new energy into a space where we're co-creating more than we ever had before. That it's almost like we think something and it's showing up, good or bad or indifferent. Things are changing, like I said, very fast as well. So our conscious choice and intention around things are more important than they ever have been before. So yes, of course, we have to say whatever is going to be is going to be, in terms of time frames, in terms of whether something is going to, you know, happen for us, in terms of how it's going to happen. But we have to start to be very conscious about what we do want to bring into our life, how we do want to live, consciously living now, how we're eating, how we're sleeping, who we're surrounding ourselves with, who we're talking to, who we're talking about, what we're working at, what our relationships are like, what we're even wearing, you know, all of these things. These are where we have an element of control, if you want to call it, to help ground our energy so that this swirling stuff that's going on, we'll feel it, but we're not going to be as wobbled by it as maybe you have been recently, and that we can stand really, really steady in ourselves. So to be in that conscious thought space, to be able to consciously co-create now, is extremely important. And then the second part of that, we talk about intention, you know, if you, new moons, for example, are, excuse me, really good times of setting up intentions of what we want. But this is different now, okay? It's like you have to be really clued in to what it is that you want to create in your life, and making sure what you wish to create in your life is going to be for the good of you and the good of those around you, okay? But more importantly, for the good of you. So this is not manifesting, by the way, okay? This is creation. This is co-creation. So I'm specific about where I would like my career to go, where I would like relationships to be, how I would like to feel, what I would like to bring into my life, what experiences I would like to have. And then through all of the grounding, the meditation, the yoga, being a part of this membership, doing the rituals, you know, even the guidance that's coming from your tarot readings, all of that, through minding yourself in all the ways I talked about before, being careful who you're around. Like, we don't have tolerance anymore, it seems, to be around people that are out of alignment with us, because it's really doing us damage. And if we think that the energy at the moment is a little bit volatile, then it's already causing damage and having an impact on us. We don't need other things to be doing that. So we have to be really crystal clear with what we're doing every single moment. This might feel like hard work, because like a lot of us, like including myself, just want to get up and get on with my day and not have to be thinking about all this stuff. And I don't want you to be thinking about it or giving it so much attention that it feels like really, really hard. But what I would like is that you come to a space where you are just, it kind of naturally happens in whatever way, that you are being very intentional and that you know that you're co-creating with the universe on a higher level, and then that you're able to embody these new energies that are coming in. You know, when we have experience with our own intuition and our own spiritual things, that's so personal and individual to us. It's completely different. Every single one of you listening will all have different experiences, the same as I do. They'll never be one and the same. And it feels like a lot of this kind of talk around this stuff is becoming more mainstream, and it is, because, you know, in 5 years from now, we'll be talking like this all the time. And so this is also showing how the consciousness is starting to raise. But again, we're going through this dark to come out to the light. So I don't believe that just because there's a newer wave of energy coming in, that's very positive, by the way, but feels a little bit difficult to kind of ground and integrate, I don't believe that means we have to keep going through difficulties all the time. I believe that there's so many things that we can do. Like I said, you know, this whole month about, it's almost putting your hand up into the air and pulling down the expansiveness energy from your soul and pulling it into your own body. Like, that's literally what you're doing here. But you're being really called to do that more and more and spend time doing that through the ways that I've just spoken about. So this all feels really important. And also it feels really important as well around being very specific with what your desires are. And just on that, for the tarot readings, I know I was delayed with them this month, but for the tarot readings for next month, the majority of you sent me specific questions, which was great. I'm just going to change it slightly to send me specific questions. So for anybody who just wanted to see kind of what they wanted to know, I'd like you to get more specific for next month, because it's about showing up now for yourself in this very specific way, okay? And that feels really important. And also, just while I'm talking, if some people didn't send me any questions at all, so for anyone who didn't, like, I've sent emails out about this, I'm just going to do your reading. There's only a few of you. I'm going to just do your reading next month, because, like, we're almost in the next month. So, I'd hope for people to send me their questions kind of like by the end of the first week of every month. And if they're not going to send in after that time, because I'll be doing them in the first 2 weeks of the month, I won't, like, I'll put out a reminder or whatever, but there's might be some months you don't want a reading or anything, and that's totally fine. But if you are wanting a reading, just getting more specific about what it is that you want to look at. And because energy is changing very, very fast here, so there will be a lot of things that you probably want guidance on. And also, yeah, just to have it to me by the end of the first week. But we'll all, myself included, get in more of a flow with this, because obviously it's a new membership, and I was, like, having so many issues personally during this month, which wasn't ideal. So I'm looking forward to kind of more flow for all of you and for myself next month. And I will talk to you next week when we start our new month on intuition.